Hello, everybody, and thanks for joining us. Our topic today, as you've heard, is about funds for renewable energy and energy efficiency projects. And this is to help farmers, ranchers, and other small business owners save money on their energy bills. And we will have first Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack joined by Jennifer Womble, who is the owner of James Superfood, Super Save Foods in Arkansas, and then Jeffrey Marsaller, who is out of Maine, and he's the owner of Cozy Acres Greenhouse. This is a reporter call, so if you'd like to ask a question to get in queue, please let us know by pressing star 1 on your touch-tone pad. And with that, I turn it over to the Secretary. Good morning.
Good morning, Susan, and thank you to all who have joined the call. Special thanks to Jennifer and Jeff for being part of this press call today. We are focused on the Renewable Energy for America program today, and both Jennifer and Jeff have had some experience that they'll share with you in just a few minutes about the REAP program and the impact that it has had on their activities and their operations in Arkansas and in Maine. Today we are announcing the availability of a total of $280 million that will become available under the REAP program. $80 million of it will be in the form of grants, with the $2 million set aside for audits. This will focus on energy efficiency upgrades for, as Susan indicated, producers, farmers, ranchers, and producers, as well as small business owners in rural areas. It will also help to fund and finance energy-producing systems of a renewable variety. Under the grant program, grants can be as low as $250,000, and can finance 25% of an energy efficiency upgrade. They can also be up to $500,000 for an energy-producing system, again, financing 25% of the overall project total. They can be combined with a loan. Loans under the energy efficiency upgrade can go up to $25 million, and that's also the case with the energy-producing systems. So $80 million in grants and $200 million in loans. Over the course of the last year or so, we've made some changes in the way in which we administer the REAP program to make it more user-friendly. The application is easier to understand. With the Farm Bill passing, we now have stable and secure funding in the REAP program. And what we've done is we've gone to a year-round application process for loans. So it's a rolling decision-making process, so as applications come in, they'll be assessed and looked at, and opportunities will be made available for decisions immediately. On the grant side, we'll obviously open up the grant application process now and hope to have some decisions made sometime in June about who the recipients of grants will be. Since 2009, the United States Department of Agriculture has been responsible for funding over 8,800 projects utilizing $545 million of grants and loans. Of that 8,800 projects, 2,900 have been renewable energy systems that have helped to generate nearly 6 billion kilowatt hours of renewable energy. That's enough to basically take care of the energy needs of 5.5 million homes on an annual basis. So we're excited about the opportunity to make these announcements. This is a continuation of our effort to roll out Farm Bill programs, a fairly aggressive effort of the last year to get programs up and going. And we know that this $280 million will add significantly to the work that's already been done. To give you a sense of what this means in the real world, to folks who are faced with some challenging circumstances and are interested in lowering costs and becoming more energy efficient, I want to turn it over to Jennifer to give her comments about her James Super Saver Foods program and the tragedy that they had of the fire and the opportunities that it created to use REAP. And then we'll turn it over to Jeff to talk a little bit about what he's doing in terms of a cutting-edge greenhouse. Jennifer.
Hello. My name is Jennifer Womble. My husband and I own James's Super Safe Foods in Mena, Arkansas. We have a little population of just under 6,000. In June of 2011, our store was robbed and set it on fire, leaving 32 of our employees unemployed in our small town. We immediately went to work starting to rebuild. In the process of that, our store engineer, Bill Ernst, had said that there might be a grant available for energy efficient upgrading our equipment, which was like 20 years old, some probably older. So I made some phone calls and discovered that I could apply for the REAP grant. So I kind of went to work on starting the grant process. I'd never wrote a grant before. We got our grant turned in 2012. We were denied that year for lack of funding for the Arkansas division. But then in 2013, we received our grant of $137,409. When we started our rebuilding process, we wanted to do as energy efficient as possible. We therefore changed the roof to more energy efficient than we had. We put in all high efficiency LED lighting in our grocery store, new windows, and during that process while we were doing our energy audit for the following year, we realized we had saved approximately 32% on our electricity and gas bill. Our company opened back up in January of 2012. We were down for 6 months. We were able to hire all of our employees back to our company. I think we added 4 to 5 more employees. Our company is going strong right now, and it's basically a win-win situation. The REAP grant made things available that we might not have otherwise done. And that's about my story.
Jennifer, thanks very much for that real-life experience with REAP. Jeff?
Yes, good morning. My name is Jeff Marsteller, and my wife and I run some greenhouses in Maine, a very snowy Maine at this point. And I want to thank you for this chance to speak. I'll give you a brief overview of what we do here at Cozy Acres Greenhouses. From 2001 to 2012, we grew our annuals and vegetables and herbs in 7 traditional greenhouses. By burning 10,000 gallons of propane each year, we ran our wholesale operation supplying the local garden centers and landscapers with plants so that they could sell them in the spring or install them. In 2011, we felt the need for more growing space. We researched how we could grow more but not increase our carbon footprint. Like the previous lady, I'd never applied for a grant. I heard about the REAP grant and tackled it. In the fall and winter of 2011 and 12, we applied through the process. And I do need to say the folks at USDA were vitally helpful, helping us walk through that process. We applied for and received the REAP grant for 25% of the energy portion of what we were to do. Once the grant had been awarded, we started a series of events that included building a 3,000 square foot greenhouse. Now, traditionally, this type of greenhouse would be heated by the burning of fuels, whether it's fossil fuels, wood products, or a combination of the two, but we took an entirely green approach. By installing a 30-kilowatt photovoltaic system, which makes electricity directly from the sun, and we coupled that with a 10-ton geothermal system, which takes heat from the earth, we have engineered a greenhouse that has zero emissions. The actual numbers of what we've produced: the photovoltaic system generates 39,000 kilowatt hours per year. The greenhouse that we use every day of the year, we don't shut it down at all, uses less than 37,000 kilowatt hours a year. So we indeed have a greenhouse without emissions. As we ran the numbers on if we could do this or not, this whole process, we had a project that totaled around $200,000. We made a very early decision that if we didn't get the REAP grant, we couldn't proceed with the project. The REIT grant, which was almost $50,000, made the difference, and it made the project economically feasible. Once we had the REIT grant and have the property built, we've been researching, we've been researching, and we believe we have the only greenhouse in the northern two-thirds of the U.S. that's heated throughout the winter but has no emissions of any kind. Each morning as I look out, I see steam and exhaust coming from each of the original seven greenhouses, but this new greenhouse produces none. So in summary, we have built a greenhouse that gets its electricity from its sun, its heat from the earth, and its emissions are at zero. And that's what I have. Thank you.
Jeff, thanks very much. And so this is two examples of what we hope will be a continuing list of examples from the $80 million in grants that are being opened up today for application and the $200 million in loans on a rolling basis. Again, for energy efficiency upgrades, the maximum grant is $250,000. For energy producing systems, the maximum grant is $500,000. The maximum loan on either energy efficiency or energy producing systems is $25 million. And under no circumstances can the grant and or loan exceed 75% of the overall project cost. So there are, it's a partnership between a business owner, a rancher, a producer, a farmer, focused on energy efficiency and renewable energy production, and it's obviously a very popular program. So with that, Susan, we could open up to any questions that folks may have.
All righty. Thank you. Reporters, to get in queue, press star 1 on your touchtone pad. Let's go to our first caller that's on the line, Tiffany Stecker with Greenwire. Tiffany.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my question. Secretary Vilsack, I know you've talked about some of the changes that came about with the new the program under the new Farm Bill and the latest rule. Any other changes you can mention besides just the ease and application process from REAP compared to the program under the 2008 Farm Bill? Any other types of projects that are more likely to apply this time?
I don't know if it's a situation of more likely to apply. I mean, obviously, to the extent you're talking about renewable energy systems, it can be anything from biomass to geothermal to hydro to wind and solar generation. On the energy efficiency side, it's the gamut as well, high energy efficiency heating and ventilation and air conditioning systems, lighting, insulation, cooling, refrigeration units, and things of that nature. So the project scope has not changed, but what has changed, I think, is number one, the ease of application. Number two, the fact that there's stable and secure funding, the assurance that over the life of the Farm Bill, there's going to be resources that will allow us to continue making grants and loans throughout the year. And number three, the focus on making the loan process a rolling application process, so there is no specific time when you have to make an application for a loan and a specific time when that window closes. It's going to be year-round, and we'll be able to make decisions on an ongoing basis. The grant process is a little different. There is a defined window, as you would expect, but on the loan situation, it's year-round. So more convenient, easier, and more stable.
As a reminder, this is a media call. We are accepting calls from the press. If you'd like to get in queue, please let us know by pressing star 1 on your touchtone pad. The effect of the new 2014 Farm Bill on REAP has been what?
Well, I think the impact, Susan, as I indicated, is stability in funding. In the past, we've had to be concerned about appropriations processes that can change from year to year. Priorities can change from year to year. With the passage of the Farm Bill and mandatory resources, it basically provides a stable and secure footing for the REAP program. And this is a very, very popular program for producers, for business owners, and the reality is it's also a job creator. When folks talk about building a net zero emissions greenhouse, that's actually putting somebody to work to install the photovoltaic system and the geothermal system. That's somebody producing the panels for that system. When you're talking about lighting or improving the insulation of a roof and lowering energy costs, that's helping to keep people employed. It's also helping to employ folks during the construction process. So this is a job creator and a job supporter, and it obviously is making a difference in terms of the bottom lines for these two businesses, and that's the case throughout the history of REAP. It's one of the reasons why we've had over 8,800 projects that have been funded, and why we are today, either by energy saved or energy produced, producing enough and saving enough to essentially do 5.5 million homes on an annual basis.
Let's go back to our phone lines. Larry Dreiling with High Plains Journal. Larry.
Yeah, hi, it's Mr. Secretary, and thanks for taking the call today. This has been a very interesting project, I know, for a lot of folks out my way, but there are a lot of folks also who have said, I need some help to get to walk me through this a little bit. Could you explain who you could, who, say, for example, a store owner looking to increase the energy efficiency of their business could go to? Would that be rural development?
It's rural development. It's a rural utility service primarily. Basically, there are a number of different programs that they could potentially utilize, REAP being one of them. So it's rural development.
As we wind down and bring the call to a close, Mr. Secretary, really quickly, you mentioned, of course, obviously saving on energy bills and having an opportunity to have no emissions, particularly like if you have a greenhouse. What are some of the other benefits of REAP?
Well, if you're a farmer, you can establish a wind or solar-powered operation that basically provides the energy for your operation. There are anaerobic digesters that have been funded through REAP. That are helping dairy operations. I think we've funded over 93 of those, basically produce their own energy. That obviously reduces the energy costs and the input costs for farmers and producers, which obviously at the end of the day helps to the bottom line, improve the bottom line. If you're a small business owner and you have an opportunity to reduce your utility costs by 32% or potentially increase reduce your carbon footprint and utilize that as an energy efficiency and a money saver. That's the impact and effect of this program. And I would say that folks who are interested in learning more about this program can easily go on our website at USDA.gov, check out the REAP program on the website. You'll get information about application and people to contact for more information.
With that, Mr. Secretary, and thank you to our guests, Jennifer Womble, as well as Jeffrey Marsteller, and to all who were on the call, that concludes this for now.